welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez.
And welcome back, Dan.
I'm excited to be here.
It's been a while. We've missed you.
Yes, I'm sure you have.
We have.
I've never seen you more excited than when I'm out of the office.
I'm being genuine. You missed our 5-year anniversary. And
I hope you got the flowers. And
I did not, and that's awkward. So moving right along to our top story.
You know, there's so much going on right now, and probably our first announcement is the big Scott Goob post on ASP.NET Web Tools 2012.2. Now remember, these are the quarterly updates, so this is number .2 release, in case people are getting used to the naming conventions going on here. So a number of things to keep in mind. So enhancements to a number of people use third-party tools like Less that does things, for example, like clean up your CSS and everything else. It has its own syntax. One of the things you can do in Visual Studio now is you get IntelliSense on that. So instead of just like regular typing, you get full IntelliSense. Other libraries, for example, like Knockout.js, which is, imagine data binding that people are familiar with in things like XAML that you can do on web pages. Full data binding now as well, because that's one of the big things where you're just typing in strings and you're not sure if it's working. Mm-hmm. You get full data binding on the JavaScript side. A number of other enhancements as well.
SignalR in the box now.
SignalR as a template. Yeah. You know, and we'll talk about some of the things for people to learn about that. ASP.NET Web API enhancements, web form things, for example, like instead of if you want to be able to do MVC style routes where it's like, hey, give me the product and product ID is 5, mm-hmm. you do a lot better routing URL. So friendlier URLs for people to be able to use as well. So, I mean, just a ton of enhancements here.
Now, is this a final release or is this a preview release?
No, this is you know, usable today. So okay. It's not like...
A little confusing because Visual Studio 2012 Update 2 is not yet a final release. But as usual, Scott and his team are ahead of the game. And so they're... Update 2, if you will, is already out today. So
yeah, and one of the areas, next page here, is one of the things that you see is what are called single page application templates. So what these are if you're building what's called an SPA, single page application, these are now templates that we have that make it available for you to build interactive apps that are basically a single page. So this thing includes things like the library framework I mentioned before in Knockout. John Pappas done some great tutorials on those. In fact, he actually built the hot towel one, for example.
Okay.
All the interactivity, doing things like promises for async collaboration, just a number of things. If you want to build what are called SBA templates, this is gets you up and running and using some of the most popular JavaScript frameworks.
So single page, meaning I my browser always stays on the same URL, but I'm just exchanging information behind the scenes to update various elements on the page.
Right, exactly. Okay. It's like, a good example, this may be like a Bing image search or something where it actually has a ton of things going on in a single page. I'm not reloading, I'm not doing this. You know, I'm typing in things dynamically, the results are changing. It's really sort of that sort of next level of interactivity that you can do, all using HTML, JavaScript, and then a multitude of options of the back end as well. So like Node.js and so on.
Got it. Cool.
Yes.
Good stuff. And we're not done yet.
Yeah, because you got to wrap it all up, and that's our friend of the show, John Galloway, doing a great ASP.NET and Web Tools release. And really, the goal here was John to give an overview on other things that Scott Goo talked about. Mm-hmm. And this is sort of the video form, but really going through, and he does do some slides to kind of set things up, like for people that don't know what SignalR is, it gives a high-level overview. But really, it's about writing code.
Right.
So he goes, it's very demo-heavy. Definitely watch the video, so if you want to learn more.
Great. What's next? So number one, actually this could have also been our top story, portable HTTP client. This was the number one request of the .NET Framework team, and they've just delivered this. It's available as a pre-release beta right now. But basically what this does is this brings HTTP client to portable class libraries. So this is huge. I mean, you can write same HTTP client code, use that within your Windows Store app, within your Windows Phone app, within your desktop app, and so on.
Yeah, I mean, it really is huge because people were using different libraries. Mm-hmm. Like, if you were using classic WPF applications, like you had one way to do it. If you were using Phone, well, you had to use async, but you were using the web request mechanisms. And then once Windows 8 came out, you were using HTTP client. And there were certain features that weren't in all stacks,
yep.
Right? So be able to align that, this is awesome. And it's just such a no-brainer for everybody to start thinking about portable class libraries now that it has this feature, especially.
Absolutely. Almost 2,000 votes on User Voice for this one feature.
Oh, so, I love it.
Yeah, congrats to the team for shipping.
Yeah, and kudos to Emma Landworth and
yes,
team.
Yes, definitely. Oh, so this is the ALM Summit 3. So the ALM Summit was back in January here in Redmond. And this is really an opportunity for people to get together across the industry and across a lot of different companies and talk about how do you make better application lifecycle management work for you within your organization. So Microsoft, obviously, my day job, for a lot of people know that I evangelize the Visual Studio solutions that go into the ALM playbook from Microsoft. But there's a lot of other content here that's not even tooling specific that talks about, hey, how do you make Scrum work for you in an enterprise?
Agile processes.
Agile processes is a huge one.
Didn't Brian Harry do a talk too?
Brian Harry,
on
definitely.
How we're using it.
Yeah, that's how. That's.
Those are always great talks. Me personally, that I love when it's not just the here's how the process works. It's like, no, here's how we did it. And Brian's such a great guy to give the perspective of the challenges of being able to do this at a Visual Studio scale.
Absolutely. So the bottom line for this announcement is that conference happened last month, and all the content is up on Channel 9, so you can go take a look at that for free.
Woohoo! Love it. You know, speaking of Channel 9, our friend Nathan Totten had really kind of been PMing this, but it's the Windows Azure area on Channel 9. So if you go to channel9msdn.com/Azure, I think it's Windows Azure, you will see the new Azure area, and that includes, the idea is it's the Windows Azure lens on Channel 9, right? So it's obviously the shows that folks, everybody's familiar with, like say webcams and Cloud Cover. But then a number of new tutorials that they've come out with that are as series. So for people that have never looked at Azure Mobile Services or Azure Media Services, check out those. It's just step-by-step videos on how to be able to use those in different scenarios.
Yeah.
So if you look at this is like our one place, Learn Azure on Channel 9.
Do we have those for other technologies, by the way? Like a one place landing area for
everything
Windows
8? We do for Windows.
Okay.
Maybe we should do one for Visual Studio.
There we go.
Boom. Looking to do it for phone, too. Boom.
Goes the dynamite.
Yes.
So next up, right-click unit test. So a lot of people that have used Visual Studio 2012 may have noticed that we completely overhauled the unit testing framework within Visual Studio. And there's a lot of upsides to that. One of the things that you can do is you can take advantage of in-unit tests, X-unit tests, JavaScript unit tests. The entire framework is extensible now. However, there's a key piece of functionality that's missing from Visual Studio 2010, and that is how do you right-click on your application code and generate a unit testing stub based on that. So you can just right-click and say create unit test. Great feature. Unfortunately, it's gone. So this is a blog post from someone in MSDM Malaysia where they actually pointed out that functionality still exists within Visual Studio. You just have to use the command window or a keyboard short to get access to it. So if this is something that that you want to use, this is one way to get access to it. And I know the team is aware of the feature request to bring that back into Visual Studio. I can't speak to any of their plans there, but I know it's part of the user voice, and you can go vote that up if you want.
You know, the one thing we got to do after this is, because unit testing does exist in Express, let's see if this actually feature exists in Express.
That's a good question. I don't know.
I don't know either, but because it is such a handy feature for a code base that already exists.
Yeah, definitely.
Great. So seven things developers should know about SQL Server. I love posts like this because it just makes you make sure that you know what you're doing, right? So this includes things like, hey, all the things you should really, because folks come from a function perspective, building SQL functions, you really need to understand what you're doing there and the performance issues when you're not doing ISAM commands. Similarly, things like anytime you're doing an order by, do you really need to do that order by? It's going to hurt performance. Make sure you're using the right tools. And can you instead get all the data and then in an application tier, do the ordering instead of doing it on the SQL side? So get the data that you must have from SQL, then do it on the application tier. And again, a number of other things like, one, make sure you're using instrumentation so you see what's going on in the plans of your SQL, so you can actually see what the resources are, whether it's on the network side, whether it's on the CPU, and everything else, right?
SQL profiling.
Yeah, and a number of those tools exist, and they are, you know, zero performance to be able to do this, so you should really look at it. And then another really interesting point was the advice that has been given since SQL Server has been around for so long, the advice that people are probably familiar with on scaling from, say, 8 years ago or SQL 2000 is almost exactly what you shouldn't do these days.
What's an example?
I was trying to think of it. They actually had a link to an article from a SQL Server performance book that gave an example, but it's a good point. I don't know off the top of my head one example, but...
Okay, so follow the documentation. Virtualization is another thing that people would never do with SQL databases back in the day, but now virtualization is quite common, and there's guidance on how to virtualize your data tier.
Yeah.
So, cool. Good stuff. So, what's next? Async.
Yeah, so friend of the show, Lucian Wyszyk, he talks about async. So this stuff, he actually gave two talks. One is async design patterns, and the other one is for architects under the hood. The async design patterns was talking about some things to keep in mind, some things to not do. So for example, don't do void, instead do task for return types. Other things is how you could, for example, do, well, if we're going to have asynchronous things, how do we report progress? So here's, you know, the classic way to report progress using task and progress.
Yep.
Using task.yield for collections. And so just best practices for using async. So if you're using async, he has both the slides and the source code and even the video online for people to check out.
I talked with Nisha a couple weeks ago about some of these as well. So like returning void and what to watch out for there. So,
yeah.
Good to see some of these coming back. So picks of the week.
My
pick of the week is, so our friends over in the Visual Studio Rangers team shipped this new project that they're calling BRD Lite, Build, Release, Deploy. And the idea with this is that if you've ever configured a build definition within Team Foundation Build, you basically have, you know, two real templates to choose from. One's the default, like, hey, what do you want to compile? Do you want to run your unit test? Do we want to archive, source, and symbols? And then the other one's for lab management if you're taking advantage of the lab management configuration. But there's so many other things that you might want to do as part of your build process that if it doesn't fall into one of those two default templates, you're basically dropping into the workflow editor and you're creating custom tasks or you're downloading custom tasks, and it can be quite a learning curve to go in there. Let's just leave it at that to figure out how to do that. Well, the Rangers kind of identified this, and what they do is they ship all these really great templates for common scenarios, like, hey, how do you build for ASP.NET? How do you build for a template that's going to tie in with System Center Orchestrator? And they ship all of these as templates so that you can just go in there and not have to worry about writing these custom tasks, but just use the property configurable build definition. And so this is their first release, and it's really great to see what they do. It starts to bridge from dev into ops a little bit more.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. My pick of the week is Laura Foy kicking off Windows Store Weekly. So Windows Store Weekly is our new show. Think of it as hot apps, if you will, for the Windows Store. So a number of different games. And one of my favorites is Perfect 365. And these are more apps, too. Perfect 365 being one that it tracks the points, and then you can add things like a little blush. Have you played with it?
Yeah, I saw her playing with it. I watched the video. It's good.
Oh, great. Yeah. So that one's definitely one to add. Skulls of the Shogun, you know, is one we've actually talked about even on the dev side at the previous build. Tasks by Telerik is also a pretty cool one. I don't know if you've had a chance to play
with it. I have it on my phone, not on Windows yet.
It's really nice. And even eBay, some of the things that they're doing to make it really nice for things like notifications, like, hey, if you've been outbid, your item's available, that you can do things like pin and stuff. So lots of cool stuff to play with.
Yeah, that's great. It's good to see this show. I love hot apps. I watch hot apps all the time. So it's good to see the same thing coming to Windows 8.
Awesome.
So it's cool. Well, thanks for being back on the show,
Dan. So glad to be here.
And we'll see you next week.
Thanks.